Would you turn to 2 Timothy, please? Has anybody seen the VeggieTale movies, Jonah? When he rides in on a camel and he says, I have a message from the Lord. I feel like riding on a camel going, I have a message from the Lord. Right. If you haven't seen that video, see it. It's powerful. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 23, would you all read it with me? But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate what? Strife. Let's read that one more time. But what? Avoid foolish, in other words, boneheaded things, you know. Avoid them. Foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. In other words, you're just trying to say, tell somebody that your flesh is bigger than theirs. My flesh is bigger than your flesh. In verse 24, and a servant of the Lord, see that word must? Yeah, highlight that, okay? Must not quarrel, but be what? Gentle to all, able to teach, patient in what? Humility, correcting those who are in opposition. Oh, hallelujah. There's a lot of people who like to correct but don't want to be corrected. They get offended real easy because they ain't dead yet. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God will perhaps, hello, if God will perhaps grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. And that they may come to their senses and what? Escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Now, I want to talk today about escape the snare of the devil or escape the snare of evil. Either one is the same. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus was manifested to expose the enemy. Amen? Let me share something with you. If he did not die and go to hell and defeat the enemy, his death would have been in vain. You know, one of the things that happened many times is most people forget that they're fighting powers of darkness and start quarreling and getting caught up in arguments and all kinds of things. Then they blame others for this and that and whatever. Well, it's your fault I didn't do this. And it's your fault I didn't do that. And it's your fault and it's your fault and it's, no. You are not fighting each other. You are fighting powers of darkness. But anyone willing to yield to a demon, hello, will love to get in the ring. There is an escape from the snare of the devil or from the snare of evil. And in this time that we're in right now, we must have a true, full understanding that there is an escape, and we must constantly escape it. Does everybody get it? In Hosea 4:6, would you turn there, please? Hallelujah. Hosea 4:6. You ought to know this scripture by now. If you don't, you'll be reminded. Probably a couple times a month. Hallelujah. Escape the snare of evil or the devil. In verse 6, would you mind reading it with me, please? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So what's going to prevent an individual from escaping the snare of the enemy? Knowledge. Amen? Knowledge. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they've rejected knowledge, I'll also reject them from being priests for me. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. So it's not only the individual, but it goes down the family line. Amen? That's how inherited curses come. See, what you do today will affect your future family. Does everybody get it? It affects your family. So one of the first things that people do not escape the snare of the devil or the snare of the enemy is because of lack of knowledge. Now, a lot of knowledge is also a representation of truth. Because they don't know the truth. They don't know how to warfare. They don't know, or they don't maintain those things. And they get snared in the enemy. Does everybody get it? Even when somebody goes through deliverance, they better maintain their deliverance or they'll be snared again. Now, knowledge is also associated with obedience. Does everybody get it? Because with knowledge, you obey. If you're not obeying, because see, there are people who have the knowledge to escape the snare, but they're not obeying. So they're not submitting. That's all associated with my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Somebody who's not willing to submit is rejecting knowledge. Why? Because the Bible says, submit. Anything that's in this Bible that you are rejecting is rejecting knowledge. Does everybody get it? The Bible says, forsake not to assemble. Well, there's a reason for that. Why? Because it assists you from being snared by the devil. So you can what? Escape. So the first thing that snares individuals or shuts the door of escape is what? Lack of knowledge and using it. Go to Acts 10, please. Lack of knowledge. You know, emotions will always try to replace knowledge. The enemy loves to impose emotion to replace knowledge. Because an individual would rather go, they rely on their feelings instead of truth. Amen? That's why when people are offended or something, they lose sight of truth. You see, if the enemy can stir you up in emotion, man, he can blind you from the truth. And people react on how they feel instead of responding to the truth. Amen? Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 10, in verse 36, are you there? And the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Wow. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit. Now, the first thing that we just shared about that would prevent an individual from escaping the snare of the devil is lack of knowledge. The second thing is a lack of anointing. Why? Because in Acts 1:8, the Bible says that, and you will be, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be what? Empowered. Listen, that power doesn't give you strength to go buy groceries. Hello? That power is to overcome the devil. You know, it's not that you become somebody. Does everybody understand this? That power is not to use for self-edification. That power is used to destroy the works of the devil so that others can be rescued and so that you can escape. And it says, and you will be empowered when the Holy Spirit comes. And then you can be a what? Witness. Why? How are you going to be a witness? Because you're witnessing the power of Christ in you by overcoming the devil. Does everybody get it? God always uses a man, doesn't he? So the second thing that will prevent an individual from escaping the snare of the devil or evil is the lack of anointing in a life. Now that means that forsaking not to assemble is a representation that he says, listen, come on corporately. For what? Worship. You know, there's a special anointing that comes down when we're coming together, isn't there? Amen? Why? Because the anointing, everybody say the anointing? In my life is to beat the devil. Hello? That's why you're anointed, to beat the devil. Beat, 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 beat the devil. Everybody wants to beat each other instead of beat the devil. You've been anointed to beat the devil. Y'all get it? The lack of anointing in an individual's life will cause them not to escape the snare of evil. And that means that you must maintain the anointing. We have teachings on all of this. Maintaining the anointing in your life is essential. Does everybody get it? So lack of knowledge and lack of anointing. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Zechariah 3. Thank you, my Lord. You know, one of the things that the enemy does not want you to do is be accountable. If you are not accountable, you are not responsible. And if you're not responsible, you're not credible, right? It's amazing, you know, even in the lack of knowledge, where the Bible tells us, you know, bad company corrupts good habits. Did you ever, I mean, I run into so many backslidden believers that try to snare the one walking upright out. And the individual, hello, the individual that is lacking knowledge or lacking the anointing will get sucked right up into it and go right along with it. Did you ever hear the saying? What is it? Misery draws. Misery loves company. Or misery is a demon. Oh, it's a demon. And in this, because of that lack of knowledge or the lack of the anointing, that individual will be swayed right out and associate. Because what does the Bible tell us? Don't hang around with a brother who's what? Not walking according to the doctrine. I see so many people fall that way. Many people go out and try and help somebody who's still lacking knowledge and lacking the anointing, and they get sucked up right with them. Yeah, I'm going to go to the bar and go rescue what's his name. Or I'm going to go to the crack house and rescue what's his name. Or the strip joint or whatever, and they end up staying there because they're lacking. They don't know how to escape the snare of the devil. Or they did and haven't practiced it or maintained it. See, that's why you and I must constantly maintain. Does everybody get it? Maintain. That's maintenance. It's called preventative. You know? In Zechariah chapter 3, in verse 1 and 2, would you read it with me? Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to what? Oppose him. Let me tell you. It's amazing how people think that once you become a Christian, everything is just going to be smooth. You know, the Bible says that the walk is what? Narrow and difficult. Hallelujah. Because you're getting squeezed, man. And the longer you walk with Jesus, the more squeezed you get. Why? Because you ever see how you become a diamond? You take coal. We were born in darkness, right? Coal. And it gets squeezed and something pure like a diamond, which is see-through, gets manifested. So you're all jewels. Some of us still got a little coal on us, though, you know. We got a little squeezing to do. You know, the tail still needs to get chopped off, the horns grounded down, you know. The tongue that's been pierced for so long needs to get healed. Hallelujah. Oh, so listen. The devil will always oppose the will of God. Does everybody get it? He always opposes the will of God. His purpose is to try and snare you so you go a different direction. In verse 2, And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now listen, the angel of the Lord said, the Lord rebuke you. But see, now you and I have the dominion and authority because the Christ, the Spirit of Christ, dwells within me and you to say, we rebuke you. Does everybody understand that? Yeah. Use it. Mark 4. Hallelujah. Escape the snare of evil. Mark chapter 4. In verse 15. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown when they hear Satan comes a couple days later. He comes when? Immediately. Believe me. When a promise or the word is being imparted in you, there is a spirit ready to take it. Ready. Immediately, it says. Immediately. See, after you get this word today, immediately the devil is going to try and steal everything that was imparted in you. He's going to try to negate the word of God. He's going to try to bring you to carnal reasoning. He's going to bring you to justification and reasoning. Then he's going to bring you to compromise, then forgetfulness. Now, you may hold on to a couple things, but he's trying to get enough away from you so you can't escape his snare. He says, immediately the devil comes, right, and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. It's amazing how many times people come for counsel. I'll see him in the morning, that afternoon. What's up? Everything from the Spirit was stolen out of that person. Why? Because the Bible says immediately. See, you've got to seal that. You got to cover that seed with the blood. You got to protect it. And one of the things that you're going to be able to put it in all the way is by thinking how you can teach what you just learned. How can I tell somebody else what I just got? When you begin to think that way, it's gone in. Not just do, 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 do. Some people walk around with the Word of God on a tray. Free samples. You know when you go in a grocery store, they try and feed you that stuff? You never know what you're eating. They first put it out there first before they show you what's what. Here, taste this. Does it taste good? Yes, let me read it. Well, it's got everything in there I can't pronounce. Oh, yes. He comes and takes away the word of promise. Luke 13. Takes away the word of promise, doesn't he? In Luke 13, verse 15. 13, 15, and 16. And the Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it what? Away to water? So ought not this woman be in what? Daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18, what, years, be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath. Now, so this woman was bound with an infirmity for 18 years, wasn't he? See, not only does the devil take away the word of promise, but he binds, puts people in bondage. This woman was in bondage, even though she was going to the synagogue, going to church every week, right? Hanging around with all the believers, she was still bound because she never got delivered. She might have been doing the right thing and everything didn't bother nobody, but the demon was still there because she never went through deliverance. Does everybody get it? So the devil loves to put people in what? Bondage. Go to 2 Corinthians 11. In verse 10. 10 through 15. As the truth of Christ is in me, no one shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Acacia. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may what? Cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. One of the things that Satan loves to do is distort the truth. And he does that with familiar spirits. Did you ever hear of the lost books of the Bible? Yeah, they're lost, all right. Don't read them. Because they're lost. The lost books. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are going on now, you know. You've got some ding-dong that's in Miami thinking he's the Antichrist, or he thinks he's Jesus reincarnated. So they all went out and got tattoos of 666. Well, they're a little ahead of schedule. But so be it. You know what? They got snared by the devil. Why? Because of lack of knowledge and lack of anointing. Those people are not anointed by God. They're anointed by the devil. It's the wrong anointing. Now, the devil has an anointing too, you know. That's why his accursed items are anointed. Amen? That's why they carry spirits, inanimate objects. You know, most people can't even get that. You try to tell somebody, hey, there's a serpent in that thing. Yeah, right. You know? I remember one day I was driving down the road, and there was this house that's selling all those, what do you call, wind catchers or, you know, dream catchers. I mean, huge. There were 4-foot round ones, man. This guy was, I mean, all over the place. I tried to avoid it. I really did. I said, well, if this guy's this stupid, Lord, he said, oh, really, guy? Get over there. I stopped, put him in parked. He was having a yard sale. I said, so I went up there. I said, oh, you got this for sale? You got nice. I said, oh, you know, these are demonic. He said to me, no way. I said, yeah, those are called whatever, dream catchers. The people think that they avoid evil spirits, but actually they attract them. He said, no way. I go to such and such church and I teach Bible studies. I said, well, that's why God sent me. He didn't put his hand out to shake me or anything and say, hello, thank you. You know, I'm telling you what the truth is. Those things are accursed items and they draw demonic activity. You don't want to be out here selling them to people. Well, I'll check it with my pastor. Okay, that's it. I did my part. My hands are clean. They were still out there snaring other people. Somebody get it? Not only were they snared because of lack of knowledge and lack of anointing, but now they were snaring other individuals. But they were warned, weren't they? Whew. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. You know, most people don't know about accursed items. Of course, you know, when you go visit somebody, you're not going to go, you know, you need to get rid of this, 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 and that. You will never get in that house again. And they think you're trying to steal from them, you know. So you got to use wisdom in all things. Amen. Everything is associated with God's timing. You know, it's amazing when people get, you know, they get born again, they're filled with the Holy Ghost, on fire with God. Yes, they go home. And, you know, I'll never forget. My wife and I went back to New York to spend some time with my family. And they had this big, my goodness. All of these demonic accursed things they had. So the room we were staying in, there was this big wooden rosary all over the bed. I mean, you know, I had to pile everything up, you know, get all this stuff up. You know? I mean, there was this big statue of this person, you know. I should have painted red eyes in it. Maybe they got the hint, but Put horns on it and a tail, you know. Well, I think it was the Infinite Prague or something like that. I don't even know what it is, but it was demonic, you know. Things glowed at night, I think, you know. It was called a holy night light, you know. No. Ew. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. So, you know, it's amazing, you know, the things that once you know the truth, you know, you want to tell everybody. You know? But, you know, everything's got to be in God's timing, and you just want to clean, you know, make sure you don't associate with it. And, you know, people would buy me gifts and so forth, and, you know, you get stuff for Christmas or whatever, and you go, oh, that's nice. And you're shaking like this. Thank you so much for this 25-karat gold dragon, you know. It's going to hold up a lot of books, man, let me tell you. Quick, babe, burn it, you know. You know, you get all kinds of stuff in the mail, and, you know, people you haven't seen in a long time, and they send you stuff, and you know, you could start a boneyard collection of demonic activity. Make sure you cook it, though, you know. Burn it all up. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse something, let's see. Oh, let's start, hallelujah, 17. But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored more eagerly to see you face your face with great desire. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again. But what? Satan hindered us. Satan what? Hindered us. See, in this, he always tries to put something else in your path to try to snare you from going in the right direction. Now, he tries to manipulate individuals. One of the great ways that Satan manipulates people is by money. Amen? He's a manipulator. Money, lust, and selfish desires. Amen? And all of these areas, he tries to manipulate. And he always tries to promise you that it's greener on the other side. You know? But the other side really isn't greener. It's dead. And it's demonic. Hello? And it's a snare of the enemy. And in this, he tries to set a path. He also comes in the area of being anxious. If he can get you to become anxious, he can get you to move ahead of God or move without God's authority. And it brings a snare. That's why the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Nothing but all things in prayer and supplication. Amen? So even Paul was hindered, didn't he? Paul, the devil was trying to redirect Paul. But he knew better. Why? Because he used the knowledge and the anointing. Everybody got it? Good. Let's go to Luke 22. Are y'all all right? How many of y'all want to escape the snare of evil? Amen. Well, you know, we know that right now there is trying times, isn't there? We're in the latter days, and the Bible tells us things aren't going to get any better. They're going to get worse. So we've got to be able to discern. Sometimes we need to be sharpened up. You know, just like the 10 virgins, you know, they trimmed their wicks, didn't they? And sometimes we need to trim our wicks. And sometimes exchange the old wineskin for a new wineskin so we can get some fresh wine and we can see clearly. Amen? In Luke 22, verse 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might kill Jesus, for they feared the people. Now, let me repeat this. It says that the chief priests and the scribes were trying to commit murder. I mean, let's make it plain and simple. The chief priests, hello, and the scribes are the ones that were writing the word of God every single day. We're contemplating how to kill somebody, which was against the commandments of the law. Thou shalt not kill. But because the snare of the devil got them, they negated their own law that they've been writing every day, preaching every single day, because they were snared by the devil to do his will and to commit murder for an unjust cause, but they believed that they were doing the right thing because it was a God thing. But it wasn't. Amen? See, the devil loves to snare individuals to think that they're doing a God thing, but they're actually doing their own thing because they've been taken snare by the devil, taken captive. Does everybody see that? And then it says what? Satan entered Judas, surname Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. Now, they had a partner. Hello? And they decided to bless Judas. You know, evil loves to bless too. But it's for their own will and manipulation. So they gave him a bunch of silver for information. Take us to the dude we want to kill. Because see, there was no respect or honor. Even though they actually feared their position, didn't they? Because of Jesus' anointing. Because they were the ones being exposed now, weren't they? See, so we even see now that the devil entered Judas to cooperate with the chief priests and the scribes to kill Jesus. Does everybody get this? Good. Now, let's go to 31. Now the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he might what? Sift you as wheat. Do you know that the devil really wants to sift you as wheat? But I have prayed for you that your faith, that your what? Your faith. Your what? Your faith. See, Jesus didn't say, I'm not going to intervene for you. I'm going to pray that your faith will get you through. Oh, Lord, use your faith. He said, I'm going to pray that your faith will get you through. I have prayed for you that your faith should not what? Fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. In other words, when you go through this and your faith holds on and you return to me, now tell your brothers about it. Now tell your brothers. Why? So they won't go into the same snare you did. Oh, hallelujah. How many of y'all want to know the devil wants to sift you? Oh, are you kidding? You're filet mignon. You're prime. He wants to sift you up. But he's got to snare you first. 1 Corinthians 7. You know, you can tell somebody's been snared right away. Their countenance, their attitude, and of course their mouth. You can tell right away. And as soon as you say something, what you doing judging me? Woo. What are you doing trying to correct me? Look at you. As soon as you try to tell somebody something, they bring everything about you up. You know they're out there. Snare City. Yo, man, what you doing with those cigarettes, man? Come on, you know better than... Oh, really? You should have seen what you did the other day. Oh, you know, why did you pick up that towel? You know, I've been working and picking up after you all day long. And then you harass me about these cigarettes?
Whoa.
Snare. Hook in the jaw. Praise God. They become Muppets for the devil. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Hallelujah. In verse 5, would you read it with me? Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, as so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of what? Self-control. Not only will you not escape the snare of the devil because of lack of knowledge, lack of anointing, but lack of what? Self-control. Lack of what? Self-control. In other words, you got dominion over you. Self-control. That's the third one. Glory to God. Acts 26. That's where the butt ministry gets involved. But. Acts 26. Verse 15, so I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness. Everyone say, I'm a minister and a witness. Both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. To what? Open the eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. That's your call. Why? To rescue people who've been snared by the devil. That is your call. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Now, praise God. Let's go to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is what? Proud. Hello? In other words, he is rebellious. Amen? He's not following according to the doctrine of Christ's words. He's rebellious. He's proud, knowing what? Nothing. Why? Because the devil stole it all. He's a bonehead. But is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words from which come envy, strife, reveling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. You know, it's amazing where you can get around people who are believers, supposedly, and you try to share a truth, and they just come off the wall with some ridiculous stuff. Like, you're looking at an eggshell that's just been emptied. Like, where? Is anybody in there? Wait a minute. How long have you been going to church? What? Yeah, man, you know, I fornicate every weekend. But I love the Lord. Yeah, I cheat, lie, you know, steal. Man, don't you know you're going to wake up in hell? No, come on. Nah. Jesus loves me. He paid the price for me. You know, I can do whatever I want. No, bro. Let me tell you. The word says those works of the flesh and anyone who practices them will not inherit the kingdom of God. I don't believe it. Oh, that's the Bible. Well, I don't read the Bible. I just follow the Lord. You know, yes, I get on my knees and pray. Who are you praying to? Well, I just do what I feel like. See, they call that lead. The only thing it is lead boots. Amen? Hallelujah. Holy Ghost lead boots. Praise God. Let's go a little further. In verse 7, are you there? For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare. and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drawn men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Do you remember when the woman, the couple in the book of Acts, and everybody was putting in their money, and they went and sold their house, and they told Paul, yeah, man, yes, we're going to give you everything. And they showed up, and he said, okay, cool, we can do this, and we can do that. Let's take the money and do what God wants. And then the Holy Ghost said to him, they lied. What do you mean they lied? They lied. They kept it back. Ooh. And Paul said, yo, man, why did you let the devil enter your heart to lie? Person died. Then they brought in the wife. And he said, okay, let me hear your story. Why they dragged out these legs. So, well, you know, yeah, we're cool. He died too. See, Satan loves to enter the heart and cause us to lie. And this was all over what? Money. You know, that's all they need to do is like, you know what? We changed our minds. We're going to give 50% and keep 50%. Okay, great. But to lie will bring death. You know, people say, yes, I tithed. And they'll look in her pocket. Ooh, I didn't tithe all the way. Well, my intention was to tithe, so I tithed. No, intentions don't mean anything. Amen? The Bible says, who will rob God? But you have my tithes and offerings. Everybody understand? 2 Thessalonians 2. Escape the snare of the devil. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In verse 8, and then a lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and what? Lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the what? Love of the truth. That they might be saved. The love of the truth that they might be saved. So everybody get that? Now look at what Paul did a couple times. Watch this. Go to 1 Corinthians 2. No, 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 4. He had some problems in Corinth. sexual immoralities. And so this is what he said. He said in verse 4, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Wow. Deliver that one to Satan. Turn him over. Don't pray for him anymore. Let God take care of it. Do y'all get it? I'm telling you, there'll be times I'll be praying, and I'm thinking about praying for someone, and the Lord said, don't pray for that person. Don't let that person go. Does everybody get it? Turn it over to Satan. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, the same thing. Because sometimes your prayers are preventing the hand of God from moving. Because they're soulish. They're soulish prayers. Oh, yeah. But I love them. That's cool. Well, how do you know your prayers are not interfering with God rescuing them? Why? Because they haven't been turned over to Satan. Did everybody get it? 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some, having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan that they may learn not to what? Blasphemy. Wow. What did he do? He turned them over to Satan. And they're what? Shipwrecked. Now they may learn. Does everybody get it? Now they may what? Learn. Sometimes you just got to turn people over to Satan. Hallelujah. Y'all all right? Good. Good. Praise God. Let's go to Luke 21. Now, what were the three things we talked about? Lack of what? Knowledge, lack of anointing, lack of self-control. Luke 21, in verse 34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. The fourth thing I want to share with you is lack of prayer. Lack of prayer. Now, with lack of prayer, which is a representation of lack of fellowship also with the Lord, it's lack of doing spiritual warfare. You know how many people I talk to? I'm telling you, I talk to so many people that do not know anything about spiritual warfare. And they've been going to church for a long time. Well, I didn't know about that. Well, do you bind and loose while I... They thought I was talking about sneakers. No, man, warfare. Do you bind the strong man? Strong man? What gym you go to? I'm telling you, some people are just way out there because they do not... No. And they've been going to church for a long time. I don't want to know what church they're going to. It doesn't matter. Here's the truth. See, if you're not using what God has given you, you'll lose. For much is given, much is required. Ooh. See, lack of prayer. Now, I want to share a quick prayer with you. Go to Matthew 6. And Jesus was explaining to them how to pray, wasn't he? This was a guideline of prayer. It wasn't something that they're going to repeat every day. Amen. It was a guideline. But I'll tell you what, you can make it home, but if you did repeat it every day. God willing, as long as you obeyed everything else. There's something very powerful in this prayer. Would you go to verse 6:13. Would you read it with me? And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, here's a simple prayer every single day. Lord, guide me in the path of your righteousness. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the hands of the evil one, snaring them in their own nets while I escape safely. That's a simple prayer that needs to be prayed every day. Why? Because you want to escape the snare of the devil. Does everybody get it? Lord, guide me. Lead me. Does everybody understand that? And then what? Don't lead me into temptation, but deliver me from the hands of the evil one. Snare them in their own, that's why I escape safely. Does everybody get it? See, that's a prayer that needs to be prayed every single day. So lack of prayer. Does everybody get it? Go to Galatians 5. So if you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost yet, get it. Hello? Let me tell you, the devil loves to prevent people from getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. I've been baptized in water. No, you need to be baptized in the Spirit. Why? So you can have power to escape the snare of the devil and maintain. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13. For you, brethren, have been called to what? Liberty or freedom. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. What? You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. You know, one of the things that will prevent an individual from escaping the snare of the devil is lack of love. Love is a choice. Love is a choice, not a feeling. See, when you deny yourself, you're beginning to promote love. Does everybody get it? Lack of love. The Bible tells us, you know, you can have all kinds of stuff and do all kinds of gifts, cast out all kinds of devils, raise the dead, but without love, it profits nothing. Nothing. Amen. Go to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 13. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Wow. Love. Lack of love. Now I just want to go to Revelation for a second here, and we'll close here. Revelation chapter 2, and the rest is up to you. Ooh, verse 24. Are y'all there? Now to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden. So it's important that you and I know the depths of Satan. Do you understand that? Somebody get it? The Bible tells us that we should not be ignorant of his devices. We should know the depths of Satan. You know, many people don't want to talk about the devil because they're afraid. Well, they don't understand that they already got the devil. It's called a spirit of fear. But hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Wow. Now go to verse 13. I know your works and where you dwell. In other words, he says, I know where you live. Where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith. Even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. Thus, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. And I will give him a white stone, on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. See, so it's our responsibility to know the depths of Satan, isn't it? We cannot be ignorant of devices. We must maintain in all areas. The Bible says, depart from evil. Don't fellowship with it. Don't pet it. Don't comfort it. And come out of the soulish arena where you begin to learn how to walk in the Spirit and escape the snare of Satan. Does everybody get it? Praise God. Father, we give you praise and thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We seal this word right now. with the blood of Jesus. We bind the powers of darkness that are trying to steal this. And Lord, any area where there is conviction, where repentance would be granted, let it be so done today. But Lord, in any area where we have touched unclean things, or done the works of the flesh, or have offended you in any way, we ask for your forgiveness. Lord, forgive us for allowing Satan to snare us in deception. We repent and we sever ourselves from all holds right now. In the name of Jesus, and we commit all things to you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.